You're listening to SBS News.
For newly sentenced prisoners, life behind bars means adjusting to a new reality. This man, who we'll call Shane, is an inmate at South Australia's only private jail in Mount Gambier.
It feels like your whole world's just crashing around you. Your life is in absolute pieces and you feel like you've got nothing left.
He's describing what it's like to be in prison for the first time.
You know, I was dealing with mental health issues and drug abuse issues, and I had finally landed in jail and I had no one to turn to. My family had abandoned me because of my behaviour.
After his own experience, Shane became involved in a program called the Prisoner Listener Program. The chief executive of Lifeline Southeast South Australia, Eve Barrett, has been making visits to Mount Gambier Prison to help run the program for the last 23 years. She says there was a vacuum.
Well, I think that preventing suicide in prison is not a particularly high priority in the community. But every life matters.
Ms. Barrett visits not to counsel the prisoners, but to train them in how to listen to and support their peers, particularly those at high risk of self-harm. About one in four deaths in Australian prisons are due to suicide. Statistically, new inmates are at higher risk than others, but Ms. Barrett says it's a moment of opportunity too.
That we don't seek to condone the crimes that any prisoner has committed. We don't seek to minimise the gravity of what they have done. But what we do believe is that the prison can be an opportunity for people to get in touch with the best part of themselves.
Another prisoner we'll call Joe says he thinks the program works. He says it's easier to speak openly with a fellow inmate than with an outsider.
And it does help people, because people are afraid to talk to officers because they get branded then a dobber, or a dog is the main word used for a dobber in jail.
Eve Barrett says those with language barriers or from different cultural backgrounds can feel more isolated in jail.
It's difficult enough in prison, but if you come from a different culture, have a different language, practice a different religion, have different customs, it adds another layer of disconnection.
There were 25 deaths by suicide in South Australian prisons in the year 1995 to 2010. At Mount Gambier, she points out, there has been one since 1995.
I know it has saved lives. I know from feedback from the listeners themselves, I know from feedback from staff, and I know from my own personal encounters with prisoners who have said, "See that man? He saved my life."
The general manager of Mount Gambier Prison, Michelle Price, says she supports the program and she says it benefits the broader community.
I think it's our job as people that work in custodial environments to make sure that everybody's equipped for when they're released, in order that they don't A, perpetrate another crime, and B, they have the skill set in order that they can look after themselves as well.
For the prisoner we've called Shane, the program offers one thing that can be hard to find in a prison: hope.
There's nothing like it. It shows you that everyone can be helped. That you just have to put your hand up and say, "Hey, I need help."
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.